It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On January 12th, USDA did a data dump as the U.S. grain saw a lot of information coming out on those days. We talked already about how it impacted the wheat and the corn market. Today, we'll look at what the numbers said for soybeans. We'll do that after this break.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, the final crop production report that USDA released on January 12th was, you'd have to say, neutral, maybe a little negative to the wheat market. It was extremely bearish on the corn side. And for soybeans, it came in to be kind of like wheat, just a little bit on the negative side, but not terribly bearish. What we saw in the numbers that came out from the report, USDA made some small changes as far as old crop soybeans were concerned. They lowered the residual by 9 million bushels, which followed through to increase ending stocks by the same 9 million bushels, putting ending stocks for old crop at 325 million bushels. For new crop 2025, though, USDA made a few more changes. We did see the planted and harvested acres increased by 100,000, each of them. That was a surprise. Nobody had that on their bingo card expecting to see an increase in acres for soybeans. But also, they came in and they left the yield unchanged, which came in about 3/10 of a bushel above expectations. Most were looking for a little reduction. The end result was production was increased by 9 million bushels, putting production at 4.26 billion now. That was 33 million bushels above expectations. But on the demand side, we came in and made a few other changes. As expected, crush was increased by 15 million bushels. As expected, we did see exports lowered, but a little bit more than anticipated. They dropped by 60 million bushels. The net result was seeing ending stocks increase by 60 million bushels, putting stocks at 350 million bushels, just a little bit above the previous year, but it was 47 million bushels above expectations, and that was a little bit negative as far as the market was concerned. For the national average price, we did see soybean prices drop 30 cents down to 10.20. So overall, the reports that came out from USDA on the data dump day were a little bit negative towards wheat and towards soybeans, but they were bearish corn. The bearishness of corn kind of overwhelmed the market and caused everything to sell off.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.